The board Tuesday night voted to approve a two-year, $20,000 contract with Bellwether LLC of Normal. They'll review the county's proposed projects to make sure they can be paid for by the nearly $13 million the county will get under the American Rescue Plan Act. Bellwether will start by reviewing four proposals the county wants to work on. Those include upgrades to the county's network infrastructure, a new heating and air conditioning system for the health department, new elevators at the courthouse, and technology upgrades at the courthouse. Those would cost just over $3.3 million. Finance Committee Chairman Brett Austin says it won't take Bellwether long to get back to the county.
We've been told by them that at the maximum, about 2 weeks to get back to us. So we want this to be quick, we want it to be efficient, and the projects that we decide on and that are very much targeted to using this money, we want to get this back into the community right away.
The county has until the end of fiscal year 2024 to spend the money. County Board Chairman Ken Snyder announced after the meeting that a new Director of Administrative Services has been found.
We did interview a few candidates, and we've done some talk amongst ourselves, and we decided that maybe promote within, so to speak. And so I think we're going to have Ryan Niekamp assume duty of overseeing the county board office along with being county clerk, and we will pay him a stipend for doing so.
Niekamp will replace Sue Hester, who resigned earlier this year. The county board approved an intergovernmental agreement with the city of Quincy and the Two Rivers Council to form an Adams County land bank. The board also approved a new map for county board districts. The only change will have one precinct of Riverside Township move from the 2nd District to the 5th District. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.